Yeah, you good? Yeah, you good over there?
Right. Yeah, we good over here, bro.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Roz is eating. It's March. March Madness is actually happening in March this time, despite what Roz may say.
This is like the third tournament since I said that, man. Couldn't have made that joke 2 years ago.
Listen,
probably did.
I might have. I think 2 years ago we would have been a little too strict with ourselves and slapped ourselves on the wrist with the ruler if we thought about an episode like this.
That's actually a great point. Now we just don't care.
No, we don't care anymore. We've given up.
No, we're gonna. It's not looking good, bro.
It's some. Listen, y'all. If y'all listen to the fucking soundboard last episode, there's been sounds added, but we don't have it this time. We're not gonna do that. I feel like every couple episodes or so, though, depending on the topic, we should have it available.
That's not a bad idea. Today might be one of those things, but I mean, we can't do back to back.
Nah, not really. The episode we used it in was certainly not, but we were just excited.
Yeah, it was the debut, you know.
It'll be back. It'll be back for sure. I think we got to teach ourselves how to use it too. I think we were a little too maybe a little too Rambo with it. But we're gonna make a March Madness bracket, and it's gonna be correct. Because
so are we gonna make a collective PPS bracket?
No, we could just make individual ones. We can do like a versus.
Okay, I do have my own, so
I'm just gonna create a new one. Just go one by one here. We're on the episode, I mean, you have yours. I love the just like dart brackets, and I always get one that's in the 99th percentile every year. I don't think I've had one under in the last like 6 or 7 years.
The good news is this is a year where I think we've both watched a good amount of college hoops. I'm still probably more, but we've both watched a good amount.
I'm definitely, for me, it's like I'm a pretty good expertise on one conference. It's not like I watched a ton.
Yeah.
But
that was one of the best conferences in the sport. So.
And it usually is. It's got prestige.
Yeah. You know, Georgetown's in there.
And once upon a time, that added to the prestige.
They were the prestige, bro.
They actually, yeah, at one point, they were the fucking prestige, so... I mean, academically, I guess they still are, you know?
Yeah, but, like, who gives a fuck about academics?
The schools.
Can my boys hit jumpers or not?
Well, they're, I mean, if you, it depends on location. They're a DC school, so obviously they take great pride in that.
They also take great pride in scamming their students.
True. Every college. I mean, that's like, can I get an amen, you know?
I mean, yeah, but like schools in DC are ridiculously expensive, and Georgetown is like the most ridiculously expensive. So
probably because it's probably, if not one of the most recognizable one.
It is. It's the best school in the city. I think that's like without a doubt. But still.
I think definitely the best academic school in the conference by far. Yeah, Marquette.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Butler.
Yeah, Butler I don't think is bad, but like Butler's five people okay. Go there, so.
Yeah, Marquette.
Yeah, five people live in the whole town of Milwaukee, so.
I can't even believe Marquette. The Big East is funny because like I'm pretty sure over half of the fucking conference is not in the East. Some of the motherfuckers not even in the Eastern time zone. Like, Butler and Creighton are not in the Eastern time zone.
Creighton is, like...
Creighton's in Nebraska.
2 hours behind, bro.
Yeah, not really, but, like, yeah. It's just funny, but... Regardless, we're just talking right now. College basketball, probably the most recognizable tournament in... Maybe... I was about to say the world. That would have been nuts. The most recognizable March tournament in the world.
Fair enough, yeah.
And definitely, I would say probably the most recognizable tournament in the United States.
100%.
It's that time of year. I don't consider, like, I guess you're like, oh, like college football playoffs or NFL playoffs. Like, I don't really consider those tournaments. This is just like a pure tournament.
Yeah. This is as good as it gets.
Here's like, cause, and I, like, if you go like, oh, what about the fucking NFL playoffs? It's like, realistically, the NFL playoffs, all it really is just your, like, the regular season, but you're playing a really good team every week.
This is very different.
This is extremely different. There have been fucking brackets where teams play one really good team the whole tournament. So, I mean, it's just March, man.
Yeah, throwback to the days when the NIT was a superior tournament.
I mean, did we leave those days? I'm not sure when we ever left, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, only one of these tournaments has the Virginia Tech Hokies playing in it, and it's the NIT, so...
Listen, only one of these tournaments has the former NIT winner from last year in it. It's not the NIT, so...
I guess we just got to agree to disagree.
Really,
by the time this episode goes up, the Hokies won't even be in the NIT anymore.
Probably not. I actually was pretty mad because if y'all don't know, I'm a Xavier kid. I was kind of resentful of the NIT last year because, truth be told, there's no fucking reason why we shouldn't have been in the tournament last year. We blew it. And I resented the NIT because we should have been in the tournament. But we blew it for ourselves. But then we ended up winning. It's like, okay. I mean, sure.
Yeah, but winning the NIT is like winning the Pro Bowl.
You're like the 65th best team in the country.
Raise the fucking banner. Hey, we still have a banner hanging in Castle Coliseum for our NIT champs.
We do too, because, I mean, you can't really get rid of it because it's history, because it used to be the big tournament.
Exactly, ours is from like the 70s when it meant something.
I think ours is from like the 50s, so we have like the 1951, and then we have 2022 under it. Regardless, March Madness. We love March Madness. I think there's only one person I know in the United States that dislikes it.
And it's John Michael.
And it's John, of course, it is John Michael. That
he
man
did fill out a bracket.
I honest to God don't think there's a single thing on this planet he likes. Except Batman.
I mean, Batman, I think, is one of
and
them.
And that's it.
Transformers, maybe, is one of them.
Does he likes the first Transformers, but I don't know if that really qualifies as liking Transformers as a whole. Because, like...
I mean, it's the best one.
Well, I know, but it's like... I like the first Transformers too, but I would not say I like Transformers because all the movies after it are dog meat. So I don't know. I mean, I guess that's up for debate, but I think he only likes the first Transformers movie and Batman. I think that's it.
All a man needs.
Maybe the deli. Nah, he does not.
Oh, hell no.
He does not like the deli. Anyway, if you know, you know. So, ESPN puts the South first. Of course it does.
That's not why. It's because Alabama's the number one overall
I know.
That was funny, though. That was very
thought,
funny.
Who would have thought, though? That,
Emma?
January, in the last selection week of the college football... season, you know, Bama had two losses, and you told somebody Bama's still going to be a one seed this year. They would have looked.
They probably would have killed themselves.
They probably would have looked at you like you had a certain pipe in your hand. But here they are, as the number one seed in the whole tournament. And honestly, despite that fact, probably my least favorite one. I don't know, something about them.
Can I get your rationale behind that?
Vibes.
That's all you need.
Because honestly. I said so.
People who pick off vibes do so much better than people like me.
Because logic doesn't really work that well.
Not in March.
But Bama's not losing to Texas A&M Community College.
Corpus Christi, by the way.
Corpus. ICCC. And that means community college.
Hey, I'm just saying the school's on its own island. That's kind of cool, no?
That's kind of
yeah.
neat.
Enjoy this 50-point loss.
Yeah, and yeah, that's cool and all. You're going to be a fun fact in 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, if I may, I think Alabama's the best team in the country. So, they have the best player in the country, even though he kind of shouldn't be playing right now. Nate Oates is coaching like the best coach in the country. They have the most complete roster in the country. They have one of my favorite guards in the country in Javon Quinterly. So, I'll get more into Bama when we get more into Bama, but they deserve the number one overall seed. I mean, it's definitely not Houston, especially after losing to Memphis.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you could have given it to Kansas if they had beaten Texas, but they didn't. So, you had to give it to Bama.
8-9, which is always a tough one. Maryland, West Virginia.
I like WVU.
I was going to say I kind of like West Virginia here.
Just because the Big 12 kind of prepares you for
yeah,
this moment.
I mean,
like,
yeah, just stronger. Like, Big 10 ball really ain't what it used to be, let's be real.
I mean, not this year. Like, they're 2 years removed from having two ones and a two. But this year, the Big 10 was not nearly as good as the Big 12.
I like West Virginia. I'm going to take West Virginia there. Then the 5-12.
Shout out Kevin Willard, though.
True. The 5-12, the dreaded, disgusting 5-12.
This has got to be the trendiest 12 over a 5, right?
I think at the moment, I feel like every time we see you see San Diego State on a bracket, they're like, oh, yeah, they're getting upset. I don't know, man.
Not a bad point.
And I know Charleston's hot.
They are. I like San Diego State for a couple reasons. One, you always fade everybody's favorite 12-5. It never ends up panning out. Two, this is a San Diego State team that returns a ton of talent that went to the tournament last year and lost. Now, granted, yeah, they lost, but a lot of the same talent. I just like their defense too much. But the thing I'll say that I think I'm most kind of confident in is, like, they're playing for pride. The Mountain West just goes to tournaments and they lose. They had four teams in the tournament last year and all of them lost in the first round.
Yeah.
So, like, they just have to win. This would be a very, very embarrassing loss for the conference. But I don't see them losing this game. Honestly, Charleston's probably overseeded as a 12.
I agree. I like San Diego State. Like you said, they are playing for more than just themselves. I mean, they're playing for the pride of the conference, like you said. So, I think San Diego State steps up. Now we have Virginia Furman. I always
honk shoe.
Yeah, I always love Virginia in tournament situations. There's just some teams where I just love them in tournament situations. Just, you know, and I think Virginia is one of them.
Yeah, in March, you don't trust players. You don't
trust
teams.
Prestige.
You trust coaches.
Coaches and prestige, yeah.
Like, look at last year, you know. I mean, Hubert Davis, I guess, is kind of the exception, but North Carolina making it to the fucking title game. Jim Larrañaga in Miami made it to an Elite Eight as a 10 seed. You know, like, is Tony Bennett going to lose to a Furman team, which is in its first tournament since Ronald Reagan was president of the United States?
No.
And again, people love this upset pick because they're like, oh my God, Furman hits a bunch of threes. Are you going to hit threes against UVA?
Probably not. Probably not even more than five.
No, you're fucked. It's over. Yeah, UVA is winning that game. It'll be close because every UVA game is close, but I don't see UVA losing that game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 6-11, Creighton, North Carolina State. Now, I will say, as someone who's watched some Creighton ball, I mean, they have shaky moments.
But when they're up?
But that's the thing. If they can catch, if they can catch the Mockingjay.
Stop.
They
can catch the Golden Snitch.
Listen, I like Creighton coming out and beating NC State. I don't think NC State's particularly that strong, if we're being
honest. I think NC State's awful. Yeah.
So, I like I just, Creighton.
NC State should have been a first four team, in my opinion. But yeah, Creighton, if they get hot, no one wants to see them in this tournament.
No, not really.
The problem is they have not been hot very often this year, so. I mean, people forget Creighton's a preseason top 10 team.
Yeah, I mean, Creighton was like Big East champions preseason. I mean,
yeah, on paper, they have one of the best lineups in the country.
And I think they played like it at times, but they just couldn't really string much together. But it's tournament time. You don't, you know, they made it and they don't, the regular season doesn't matter anymore. It's tournament time. I think Crichton will be there putting up a good fight. We have 314 Baylor UC Santa Barbara. Baylor.
Honshu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me Scott Drew, please.
Yeah, give me Baylor. 7-10 Missouri Utah State. Missouri is another one of those teams. I see them in the bracket. I'm like, oh yeah, they losing. I don't know why that's really the case.
I just don't know with this matchup. For me, when I saw this on Selection Sunday, I immediately was reminded of the 2018 Providence Texas A&M 7-10 game, where I was like, I have no idea who's going to win this game. But I know for a fact that whoever wins it is going to beat the two. In that bracket, it was North Carolina. Hell no. In this bracket, it's Arizona. I don't trust Arizona, me just personally. And so I like both these teams. I think the winner beats Arizona. I think it's going to be Missouri, even though like every metric favors Utah State. I was just very impressed with the way Missouri played in the SEC tournament. So I think they're going to carry that momentum into this tournament. They're going to get to the Sweet 16.
I think I agree. I mean, it really, honestly, at times, Missouri did not look great.
Their offense, man, their offense can fucking light it up. Their defense is atrocious. But if it becomes a shootout, like, I think Missouri-Arizona is just going to be dominated by offenses. And I trust Missouri's offense just a teensy tiny bit more.
Yeah. So, Zona-Princeton, yes, you know. Yeah, I know Zona, Raza doesn't trust Zona, but I trust him against fucking Princeton.
They're not going to lose to 15.
In the East, Purdue versus, we don't even know yet. It doesn't matter because Purdue's winning.
Yeah, it's going to be Farley Dickinson, but.
Memphis FAU scares the shit out
This is one of the best games of the first round.
I look at this matchup and I shit my pants. Memphis is fucking hot.
They're very hot.
FAU is...
They're also very hot.
I don't know. Something in me is telling me go FAU. I'm going to go FAU.
I personally have Memphis winning this game. The American was awful this year, but it was certainly better than the CUSA. So,
it's not a great way to judge teams sometimes, though. I mean, yeah, but
I know, but if Memphis... Listen, Memphis... In the last game of the season, lost on a buzzer beater by Houston. And then in the last game of the tournament, beat Houston. Like, this is a team that's capable of competing with the best of them. So I can't name a time where FAU has really been tested, especially in the CUSA. So Memphis has momentum. They certainly have better talent. And I trust Penny. Penny put up a great, you know, coaching job last year in March. They almost beat Gonzaga. He's been there before, you know. I think Memphis is the side here.
I mean, I can see either way. It's going to be a battle.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be close. Like, it'll be like a 71-70 type of ball game.
All right. Duke Oral Roberts. I think we know.
Why the fuck are people picking Oral Roberts in this game?
Because it's
they
just Duke.
They see them and they're like, oh yeah, they won on a run. That one
yeah,
time.
They won two games 2 years ago.
Max A. Smith grabs all the headlines, but in my opinion, the real reason Oral Roberts went on that run in 2021 was because of Kevin O'Banner, who's no longer on the team. So it's not like Max A. Smith can just outscore the entire Duke lineup, which is probably the hottest in the entire field right now.
Yeah,
Duke is winning this game by like double digits. I cannot fathom why people are picking Oral Roberts.
Tennessee, Louisiana. Yeah, I think we know.
Yes. Again, don't know why people are picking the upset.
Kentucky, Providence. This one's, I mean, it's interesting.
It's a fascinating game.
It is. Yeah. It does captivate you a little bit. Because on the one hand, it's like, it's Kentucky, you know. But on the other hand, Providence has had some really impressive days. Not really particularly in the tournament, but like during the regular season, they showed flashes of what they could be. But I don't think that's going to beat Kentucky. I think Kentucky can handle them.
Yeah, I think people are too infatuated with the whole Bryce Hopkins revenge game story. Like, This is a Providence team that is just worse than it was last year. So they did go to the second weekend last year. Kentucky obviously lost to St. Peter's last year. But this is another situation where, like, you know, do you trust Cal or do you trust Ed Cooley more? Obviously, Ed Cooley is a phenomenal coach, but
give me Cal.
Kentucky's like Duke right now, where I think they're getting really hot at the right time. They bowed out of the SEC tournament early, but this is a team that's only gotten better in February and March. I really like Kentucky in this tournament, so I'm going to take Kentucky.
We got Kansas State versus Montana State. I think we know.
Yeah, I think we know.
So this is probably the most frustrating 7-10 for me, is Michigan State USC. This one angers me, because I look at it and I'm like, huh. I think my gut says Michigan State. But I mean, USC again is just like, it's one of those situations where it's like, I mean, they could turn it up.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, everything in my brain tells me to pick SC here, right? Like, Boogie Ellis is going to be the best player on the floor. They played in a better league this year, in my opinion. They have a much higher ceiling than Michigan State does. They match up so well on paper, though. And I'm just like, am I really going to pick against Tom Izzo in a spot like this? I don't know. They're Sparty, when they're not like a one or a two, is always good for at least one win in March. When they're a one or a two, they shit themselves, obviously. But when there's no pressure on them, they play so much looser and so much better than so many teams in the field. Like last year, they were a 7-8 and played Davidson. And I was like, Davidson's going to win that game. And Sparty just handled them from start to finish. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a similar situation. I keep an eye on Boogie Ellis, but I think Sparty wins the game.
I feel like, I think you're right. I think when the pressure and the lights are on Tom Izzo, And his Spartan team to perform, they underperform. But when, you know, they got other people in the spotlight, they really come out. They really shine. You know, they grab the light and put it back on them when they don't have it immediately. So, I mean, I think they're going to perform pretty well. But they are going to have a tough two to face in the second round with Marquette. There is not a chance Marquette... I don't even think they struggle against Vermont. I think they're going to rip Vermont into pieces.
Can I tell you something? I have two things. One is we've had back-to-back tournaments where a 2 loses to a 15. If it's going to be 3 straight, it's going to be Vermont.
No.
And the Marquette, second thing is Vermont solid. Is one of my favorite spread plays of the first half, of the first round. So
no, Marquette's too solid.
I don't know. Kentucky was like the third or fourth most popular championship pick last year, and they lost to a 15. So,
well, I mean, who cares? That means nothing.
It's March. I'm just saying it, and it could happen.
In the Midwest, Houston, Northern Kentucky. I don't think we got it. I mean, I think we know. Iowa, Auburn.
This is the best game of the first round.
It terrifies me. It's perplexing.
I'm picking Auburn. Listen, I'm picking Auburn solely because it's a home game. They're playing in Birmingham.
That's true.
It's gonna be 90% Auburn fans.
Yeah.
People in Iowa don't know where Birmingham is on a map. Like,
yeah, that's true. I like Auburn. Man, this is a tough game.
It's very tough because Iowa's offense is ridiculous. Their defense is awful. Like, that game is just take the over and forget who wins.
We got Miami Drake, 21. Can you do some for me?
No, stop.
I think Miami wins. I mean, I I have not picked a single 5-12, but I don't know. This year they just don't entice me like they have in the past. I mean, really, like the most enticing one. It's Charleston. Honestly, for me, it's Charleston, San Diego State.
That's probably like second.
But I like Miami more. Indiana, Kent State. Now, this one has me stroking the beard a little bit.
I've been stroking my mustache
Because
ever
Indiana,
since this was announced.
Indiana
is an awful four.
Like, here's the
They're
thing.
An awful four.
Indiana has had really weak moments this year.
They did beat Purdue twice, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's why they're a four, though. Like, but here's the thing. As league
they
as
have
Indiana,
the resume to be a four, but I don't like Indiana.
Here's the problem, though, is while I think Indiana's weak, I don't think they're weak enough to lose to Kent State.
I agree with you. But just hear me out. No, listen. All right?
No, listen.
So, Kent State is very solid defensively, not as solid offensively, but they lit it up in the MAC tournament. The caveat to all that
is the MAC
they rely
tournament.
A lot. Well, the MAC is a good league, right? Toledo was supposed to run away with that league, and they beat them. So, I like what Kent's doing. They're one of the hotter teams entering the field. But the caveat is that they're pretty small. They rely a lot on guard play, whereas Indiana just dominates you inside the paint. Trace Jackson Davis, obviously, first team All-American. But, and this is kind of how I feel about Furman UVA. If Kent State can just shoot over Indiana, and if they can make those shots, kind of like Oral Roberts did to Ohio State 2 years ago, they win this game. I'm picking Kent because I need a 3-14. I need a 13 over a 4 or a 12 over a 5 anyways. And the winner of this game loses to Miami anyways, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal. But I like Kent just because I like teams that are entering March hot. Indiana's entering really cold. So.
Yeah. Iowa State-Pittsburgh. I think I'm going to go with the upset here in Pittsburgh.
Me too. I love the way they play.
I think Pittsburgh looks good. Pittsburgh looks good. I do like them. And we got Xavier Kennesaw. Listen, it's probably like taking bias out of it. It is probably the least enticing 14 over a 3.
100%.
Xavier has way too much to prove. Not just like, and I don't. I'm not saying that just from my perspective. Like overall, like the previous.
Yeah, Sean Miller in the tournament, bro.
Here's the thing. Xavier, the last 2 years before this, had the tournament in their fingertips, and they let it go. They lost to Butler in the first round of the Big East tournament when they needed one win in the Big East tournament to go to March Madness, and they lost to Butler last year. Year before that, same thing. They lose to it might have been Butler again. A team that they should be beating in the first round. They lost in the first round of the Big East tournament 2 years in a row and missed the tournament because of it. Now they're back. With Sean Miller.
And Sean Miller has a lot to prove as well.
And he does. He really does.
They're not losing this game. In fact, they can go on a run. Like, it's going to be very difficult, obviously, without Zach Fremantle. But this is like, I think Xavier probably has the best offense in this entire region. Other than Iowa, maybe, but like, at least Xavier has a defense, you know? So I think Xavier is easily one of the strongest teams in this region, if not the whole field.
But I got Xavier. 7-10, Texas A&M, Penn State. This is another one that makes me shit my pants.
No, people are overthinking this so much. Texas A&M went 15-3 in the second best league in the country and went to a tournament final. Penn State was the fifth worst team in the Big Ten. This is like underseeded versus overseeded. I do think Penn State probably deserved a bye, so I'm not gonna give any shit for it, but Texas A&M is like a 5 caliber or a 6 caliber. Like they are, I think, easily going to win this game. If you took the numbers away from the teams, I think it would be a lot easier to pick Texas A&M. But people see 7-10 and their brains start, you know, having difficulty functioning.
I think I agree. I mean, A&M has looked pretty decent. Don't see how they lose. And then Texas Colgate, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Although, again, I like Colgate against the spread. I think it's like 14.5. I'll take Colgate.
Kansas Howard, yeah.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Only DC school. See you later.
Arkansas, Illinois.
Again, people are overthinking it because of the numbers next to the names. Arkansas is going to wipe Illinois. You again, we're talking about trusting coaches in March. How many coaches in this field do you trust more than Eric Musselman?
Yeah.
Back-to-back Elite Eight appearances?
I like the saw.
Yeah. Woo pig. I back them every March. They're not going to let me down this March.
St. Mary's VCU, a 5-12, and it is juicy.
It's very juicy.
It looks like a beautiful steak burger.
My take on this game is just apropos of what I said about Kent State and Indiana. I think St. Mary's matches up very well with VCU because they play the exact same style of ball with a better offensive output, but they're just trending in opposite directions. VCU is like, they've won like 23 of their last 28 games. Ace Baldwin's playing them, one of the best point guards in the country. Going to be very tough going up against Aiden Mahaney and Logan Johnson. But yeah, I think this VCU team is playing too well right now, too hot entering the tournament to lose St. Mary's. That lost by like 30 to Gonzaga. So
I like the VCU. I mean, it's just too nice to pass up.
You got to have 1-12-5 in there. You just have to.
UConn, Iona.
Again, stop overthinking it, dude. It's not a cute upset pick if you pick Iona, okay? You cannot pick Iona, I promise. People have no idea how underseeded UConn is.
They really don't. UConn, let's be real. They're
kind of like Creighton. Where like yeah. they if they're on top of their game, nobody in the field wants to see them.
I mean, since the new year,
they've struggled a bit.
They've struggled. I mean, they had a stretch in January where they could not win a fucking game. I mean, they were losing to everybody.
But they started the year so red hot. They did. Beat Alabama by double digits.
Yeah. I mean, so, they were. Listen, their first loss of the season was at Xavier, but before that, I mean, they were untouchable. They really were. And I mean, I think if they could find that heat again, they're going to be dangerous. Like, really fucking dangerous.
Just obviously, they're going to beat Iona, because you can just think who on Iona is going to stop Adama Sanogo. But I think UConn is like, they're so capable of a Final Four run out of this region. They're extremely capable.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like in the same boat as San Diego State, where they just keep losing in the first round. They like Dan Hurley is itching to fucking advance in this tournament. I think they have a really good draw to do some damage.
Six TCU versus either Arizona State or Nevada.
It'll be Arizona State, but TCU wins regardless.
For me, it's a little juicy.
TCU Arizona State is a good game, but again, TCU has just ran through the gauntlet of the Big 12. They won some big games this year against a very tough competition. If Mike Miles is healthy, which he probably will be, they're not gonna be stopped offensively, and their defense is gonna be way too difficult to score on. Like, this is a TCU team that returned a lot of the talent that nearly beat Zona last year in the second round. They're just like, Arizona State and Nevada are probably the two worst of the 11s that were competing in the first four. So I like TCU.
Boise State and Northwestern. For me, this might be a little crazy. I like Boise State.
I honestly, this is another one that doesn't really matter because UCLA is going to wipe either one.
Yeah.
But I'm picking Northwestern because they're the feel-good story. You know, Chris Collins has done an awesome job at Northwestern. Big Ten Coach of the Year, second tournament appearance. So they kind of laid a clunker in the Big Ten tournament, but they're just a nice story. So I'm picking them because of that.
All right. And then UCLA, UNC Asheville. Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely a game that's not going to be watched.
All right, in the West, we're gonna go West Bank up. Boise State, UCLA. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a game.
Gonzaga, TCU. I like Zaga.
Gonna be closer than people think, I
But I like
promise.
Zaga. I think Zaga is.
100%.
Everyone's always like, "Oh, this is the year Zaga gets punched in the mouth in the round of 32." No, it's really not. UConn VCU. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Thanks for the memories. Kansas, Arkansas. Probably a tougher game than you would think. But
Okay,
I
so
like
I have Arkansas
Kansas.
advancing in my bracket.
I'm
And
gonna
I'll tell you why.
disagree.
I'll tell you why. I have two takes on Kansas. The first is they're gonna lose this game if Kevin McCullough isn't 100%, which I'm almost 100% that he won't be. Kevin McCullough is like, obviously Jalen Wilson, Grady Dick, those guys grab the headlines, but Kevin McCullough is kind of like the heart and soul of the team. And if he can't go, Arkansas is going to just take advantage, and they're going to be physical with Kansas. My second thing about Kansas that kind of ties into this is they're either going to lose this game or they're going to like make the national championship. This is going to be a very, very,
Yeah.
very tough test for them. And I think it's funny how Arkansas always plays this role. This is very similar to 2017 when UNC played Arkansas in the second round and like was losing the whole game, and then with like 10 minutes to go, they just turned it up and came back and won. And I was like, damn, that's like a championship effort from UNC. And they obviously went on to win the national championship. I think this is an exact same scenario for Kansas. I just like the matchup for Arkansas, especially if Kevin McCullough can't go or is limited. So in my bracket, I have Arkansas advancing, but it's going to be that type of game for Kansas. So we'll see what happens.
In the Midwest, I got Texas over Texas A&M. What a great
Yeah, me
rivalry
too.
game that would be.
That's a dog fight right there.
And I got Xavier over Pittsburgh. I got
Me too.
Miami over Indiana. I got
Yeah, Miami
Houston.
over whoever.
Yeah, and my and Houston over Auburn.
Yeah, Houston over whoever. But again, beware of this. If it's Houston Auburn, it's in Birmingham. It's going to be majority Auburn fans. It's going to be a pseudo road game for Houston. But Auburn, as much as I like what, you know, they can do, and I do like Bruce Pearl in March, even though they lost in the second round last year. With or without Marcus Sasser, Marcus Sasser's health is the entire story of the tournament for Houston. But I think with or without him, like they will be able to get past Auburn. It's going to be close. It's going to be very difficult. And if you are making like an upset charged bracket, this is one you want to pick. But I, for the sake of this, I'm going to rock with Houston as well.
For the East, I got Marquette over Michigan State,
Agreed.
Kentucky over Kansas State,
Agreed.
Duke over Tennessee,
Agreed.
and Purdue over FAU. I guess for you it'd be Purdue over what's a fucking school?
I actually have Memphis beating Purdue.
Got Memphis beating Purdue. Okay.
And it's very counterintuitive because I thought about it and I was like, so Memphis is just a lot of guards. Obviously now they don't have Jalen Duren, and that's like where most of their offense comes in. So I thought about it and I was like, who on Memphis is stopping Zach Edey, or you know, out rebounding him? Because Memphis is just, they cannot grab boards, whereas Purdue has Zach Edey. But this is just one of my fuck it picks. Like every year, it's just a one gets picked off at some point or another. And for some reason in this bracket, I like Memphis. I just like athletes. They got that dog in them. If I'm being honest, I don't think I'll be able to stand watching Zach Edey for more than two games in this tournament. So I hope Purdue loses. But it's an upset pick I got. I think even if Purdue wins this game, they lose to Duke. That's my take. So.
Maybe. I got in the South, I got Arizona over Missouri. I got
I have
Creighton.
Mizzou winning, but it's whatever.
I got Creighton over Baylor.
That's a good that so Creighton Baylor is a crazy matchup. I hope NC State doesn't come along and fuck it up. Because Creighton Baylor, if you like guard play, you better be sitting down with a bucket of popcorn watching Creighton Baylor. Cause they have in my opinion, probably the two best back maybe Miami, but these are probably the two best backcourts in the nation. But I'm picking Baylor here just because like I can't pick against Scott Drew
Right.
for starters, but kind of like last year, Baylor was a one and they got picked off in the second round. They're returning a lot of the same talent this year. I feel like they're going to try and make amends for losing last year so early. They're not going to lose another second round team to a second round game to a team that wears light blue. So I like Baylor.
And I got Bama over West Virginia.
Obviously. And then what about the 4-5? What do we think? I think it's tight.
I have Virginia over San Diego State.
The game's finishing like 33-30, regardless of who wins. I think San Diego State wins because I think UVA is going to not be able to function properly on either side of the ball without Ben Vanderplas, which we saw in the ACC tournament final against Duke. They just looked inept on offense. But yeah, regardless, it'll be very low scoring and the winner will get trounced by Alabama. So,
right. And the Sweet 16, I'm starting back up in the South. I got Alabama over Virginia and Creighton over Arizona.
So you like Creighton. You're trusting Creighton to get hot at the right time.
I mean, if
they got blasted in the tournament.
Because honestly, there's twos I wouldn't take them over. But Arizona, I can look at and be like, okay, I think Creighton can beat Arizona. It's really when you get into the Sweet 16, it's not really about the past. It's really, realistically, can this team beat this team in a game? And I think, yeah. I think it is. I think
Creighton. Creighton, Arizona, if they do match up, it just comes down to like Ryan Kalkbrenner versus Azulis Tabellas, like which big man puts together the better performance to send their team to victory. It would be a hell of a game. But I mean, you have Creighton Zona, I have Baylor Mizzou here. And I like Baylor over Mizzou. Okay. But if it came down to Creighton Zona, I think I'd pick Creighton as well. Trust Ryan Kalkbrenner.
In the East, I got Purdue over Duke and Kentucky over Marquette.
So you like Purdue to beat Duke?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Purdue's
one of those teams I can't trust in March.
I think that's just rep, but I think this is, you know, it's about that time.
It definitely is. I said I said on my blog that if any Purdue team is destined to change the narrative of these Purdue squads under Matt Painter, it's got to be this one. Like, it has to be this one. They're so much better on both sides of the floor than they have been in the past. They got a solid draw. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. I mean, if you're a one and you get Duke in the Sweet 16, that's kind of like, what the fuck, you know? But okay. It's like, it's Final Four or bust for them. I think they lose in the second round. I think they would lose to Duke if they played, but they have a lot to prove. So maybe they come out and they play like they have a lot to prove. I agree with you on Kentucky over Marquette. My regional final is Duke Kentucky, which is very normie, but whatever.
In the Midwest, I got Houston over Miami.
Correct.
And they may stare me down for this, but I got Xavier over Texas.
I have Texas over Xavier, but picking Xavier is not a crime against humanity.
They're both tough. That is going to be a difficult game.
I mean, Xavier's offense against Texas's defense,
it's going to be tough.
That's a war.
In the West, I got UConn over Kansas, and I got UCLA over Zaga.
Yeah, I also have UConn-UCLA. Obviously, I have UConn beating Arkansas. UCLA against Zaga, I think, is potentially the best matchup of the first four rounds.
I think it is.
Probably. Obviously, the headline is going to be the rematch from the Final Four game 2 years ago, but these teams are just cracked. Gonzaga has the number one offense according to offensive efficiency in KenPom. UCLA is the number one defensive efficiency in KenPom. Take it with a grain of salt because UCLA is without Jalen Clark. And I've seen a lot of people say that because UCLA is without Jalen Clark, Gonzaga will win the game. And I don't think that's a horrendous take. But UCLA is better across the board even without Jalen Clark. And Gonzaga is like a Purdue that I don't trust them. In March, as soon as they run into a team that like knows how to play, they fall apart. So I also have UConn UCLA regional final, which is that's a war.
And now we're into the Elite Eight regional champions.
So you got Creighton against Alabama against Creighton. All right, and who do you like in that game?
Give me Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're the best team in the field, but that game might score like 200 in that game.
It's gonna be a tough one. In the East, my final is Kentucky Purdue, and I got Kentucky.
Oh wow! Okay, so tell me, why does Purdue beat Duke but lose to Kentucky? Is it like fatigue?
I feel like a battle,
or do you just like Kentucky?
It's kind of both. I feel like that Duke game for Purdue is not going to be, it's not going to be easy. And I mean, what an unlucky one seed where you would potentially have to go back to back against Duke and Kentucky. I just think Kentucky, they're a type of team that they may be a six, but like they got their history, they got rep, they can smell blood in the water.
And they've been playing so well.
This Purdue team, I mean, to beat both of them back to back, they're going to have to play better basketball than they think they've played really all year. And I don't know if they're capable.
And I think the most important thing in a potential Purdue Kentucky matchup is like when I was talking about Memphis, right? I was like, who's going to match up with Zach Edey, right? And then if Purdue plays Duke, like yeah, you could put. I mean, maybe, and this is a huge maybe. Maybe Kyle Filipowski can match up with Zach Edey, but Kyle Filipowski is not exactly built to like bruise people down low. You know, he's supposed to be like he's 7 feet tall, but he's supposed to be like a stretch guy. If Purdue has to play Kentucky, Zach Edey has to go up against Oscar Tshiebwe. And I think if any player in the entire field of 68 is built to stop Zach Edey, it's Oscar Tshiebwe. So then you make Purdue's guards beat Kentucky's guards. And right. That's not going to happen. So, although I think Purdue's not going to be here, and I think they would lose to Duke, they would certainly lose to Kentucky because I think Oscar Tshiebwe can outplay Zach Edey, and I trust Callimore and I trust Matt Painter, and I trust those guards more than I trust Purdue's guards. So right. I'm with you. I also have Alabama and Kentucky in my Final Four.
Midwest, Houston, Xavier. I got Houston.
That's tough.
I mean, yeah, that's not, yeah. I mean, Houston's got that. In the West, UConn, UCLA. I got UCLA.
Me too. I mean, this would be a hell of a game out in Vegas, but, and I don't know if, in my opinion, right, I like UCLA's guards more than UConn's guards, even though UConn obviously has great guards. This game kind of comes down to Adama Sanogo versus Adem Bona, and I kind of like Adama Sanogo better, but like UCLA across the board is just a better team. So even without Jalen Clark, I love what they have going on. I like them to get to the Final Four too, but I don't have Houston meeting them there. I actually have Texas beating Houston.
Yeah, okay.
Which I feel like a lot of people do. Picking Texas to go to the Final Four is kind of making me anxious because every bracket I see on Twitter has Texas in the Final Four. But Houston, I said before, without Marcus Sasser, is going to be fine realistically against like a 16 seed and then like Auburn or Iowa. It'll be very tough to beat Miami without Marcus Sasser when you're going up against like Isaiah Wong and Nigel Pack and those guys. But against Texas, they'll make you pay for it because they can match you physically in ways that Miami can't. So I think Texas's defense makes a difference there. And their offense will be able to create more, especially on the perimeter, if Sasser can't go or isn't 100%. So I just think Houston got the worst fucking draw possible getting Texas. Like if it was Zona, if it was Marquette, or if it was UCLA, they would win. But they got hosed by trying Texas, and I think for that reason Texas wins.
So the Final Four, my Final Four is Alabama, Kentucky, and Houston, UCLA.
And I'm with you, just Texas over Houston. I did not think we would have three of the same Final Four teams, especially with Kentucky being in there. But
so Alabama, Kentucky, I have Alabama.
Me too. Although, man, what a game that would be.
It's going to be a good game. Midwest, South West, UCLA, Houston. I got Houston.
I would also pick Houston in that game. I literally just said they would beat UCLA. But for me, with Texas, UCLA, it's kind of the same situation where without Jalen Clark, can UCLA match Texas on the perimeter? I don't know, but I do like UCLA to win the game. Even though I like Texas, I've been sucking off the Big 12 this whole time. Texas like dominated Kansas in the Big 12 title game, but I don't know, UCLA, I really like UCLA. And I wanted them to be in this spot, so I'm going to pick them to go to the title game.
So here we go. My championship game is Houston-Alabama.
In Houston.
So that's the thing. Here's the thing about Houston, right, in the Final Four. If they make the Final Four, they're playing home games.
Well, not necessarily.
I mean, let's be, they're in NRG Stadium.
Yes.
Russell, where is NRG Stadium located?
Houston, but I'm saying it's not like what I said with Auburn playing in Birmingham, because it's like, listen, like Iowa fans are not going to come to Birmingham for a first round game. Everybody goes to the Final Four.
I understand that,
and it's not like Alabama's far away. So
no, they're not. Here's the thing: I think if Houston gets in that position where they make the Final Four and they play UCLA, they play Bama, and I honestly think. And I think it's one of those situations like Miracle. If we played them 10 times, we'd probably lose 9. Something in the air in NRG gives me Houston. I want Houston as the national champions.
I honestly don't hate it. If Marcus Sasser's health is not in question, I think Houston's probably the best team in the field. So if they're fully healthy for a national championship against anybody, yeah, in Houston, sure, give me the Cougs. But I have Alabama, UCLA, and like I said, Alabama's the best team in the field. They have the best player in the field. They've been the best team in the country for several weeks. It kind of gives me, you know, a little bit of a bad feeling picking them to win the national championship, considering the number one overall seed hasn't won it since Louisville in 2013. And if you think a little bit harder, like Louisville didn't even win that national championship according to the record books. So it's been a while since the number one overall seed has won a championship. I just think they're far and away the best team in the field. They're not dealing with the questions that Kansas, UCLA, and Houston are on the injury front. Texas, if they beat UCLA, theoretically, right? If Texas gets the national championship and it's Alabama, Texas, Texas can really, really, really give them a run. But I just think that this Bama team has it. Brandon Miller is going to just dominate this tournament, I feel like. I got Alabama over UCLA to cut down the nets.
That's respectable.
It's tough, though. Realistically, right, if you pick a one, you're straight. You have a 25% chance of getting the right champion if you pick a one.
Yes, I mean, yeah.
And you said Bama was your least favorite one. I thought that was pretty shocking. Mine's Purdue.
I mean,
like if UCLA beat Arizona, UCLA is that fourth one. Probably.
Yeah.
But that worked out in UCLA's favor because Purdue's in the region of death. So, I mean, they're in a region with Michigan State, Kentucky, Duke, Tennessee, Memphis, and Marquette. Like, that's disgusting. So UCLA should be thankful, but yeah, it might have been different, obviously. UCLA would have been the one in the West, but
Those are our
brackets. I don't think Purdue has it. They're both going to be disasters, so
probably. But yeah. If y'all enjoyed our March Madness episode, we are Pro Pod Show. I am Isbiris. I am Isbiris. It's Isbiris. Rosal's Rosal_. And